A forecast is made up of several pieces, including forecast user, forecast period, forecast value, either revenue or quantity, and forecast category. Let's see how opportunity fields are used to populate the forecast. Let's assume that Phil Smith has three opportunities currently in the sales pipeline. For each opportunity record, Phil captures the opportunity amount in the amount field. Revenue forecast is the total amount of opportunities in the sales pipeline. In this example, Phil's revenue forecast is $70,000. Phil uses the opportunity quantity field to capture the number of units being sold. Quantity forecast is the total number of units across opportunities in the sales pipeline. In this example, Phil's quantity forecast is 60 units. The opportunity owner, close date, and forecast category fields on the opportunity are also used by the forecast. The opportunity owner field determines the forecast user. The close date field determines the forecast period. And the forecast category field determines the forecast category. To learn about other capabilities, click the X button. The forecast type determines whether the forecast is based on opportunities revenue, opportunities quantity, product families revenue, product families quantity, opportunity revenue splits, or opportunity overlay splits. An administrator can enable up to four forecast types for the organization. When the forecast type is opportunities revenue, the forecast is based on the opportunity owner and amount. When the forecast type is opportunities quantity, the forecast is based on the opportunity owner and quantity. When the forecast type is product families revenue, the forecast is based on opportunity owner and total price of all opportunity product lines grouped by product family. Forecasting by product family allows organizations who are using opportunity products and product families to view the forecast separately for each product family. When the forecast type is product families quantity, the forecast is based on opportunity owner and quantity of all opportunity product lines grouped by product family. When the forecast type is opportunity revenue splits, the forecast is based on the team member and the split amount from the opportunity splits object. Forecasting by opportunity splits allows organizations who are using the opportunity splits object to reflect the split revenue amounts in the forecast. Please note that quantity forecasts are not supported with opportunity splits. When the forecast type is overlay splits, the forecast is based on opportunity team members who help close opportunities but are not directly responsible for them. Like opportunity splits, quantity forecasts are also not supported with overlay splits. To learn about other capabilities, click the X button. By default, each category displays the forecast for only the opportunities mapped to that category, such as closed, commit, best case, and pipeline. In organizations that use individual rollups, users need to add the closed, commit, and best case forecast amounts together themselves if they want to know the total that they're going to actually bring for the month or the quarter. Alternatively, organizations can choose to implement cumulative forecast rollups, which roll opportunities up from more than one category. Closed only includes only one opportunities. Commit forecast includes all opportunities from the closed and commit categories. Best case forecast includes all opportunities from the closed, commit, and best case categories. Open pipeline includes all opportunities from the commit, best case, and pipeline categories. Tanya can decide to use either individual forecast rollups or cumulative forecast rollups. Remember that changing the forecast column display purges all adjustments to commit and best case forecast amounts, but not the quota data. If Tanya decides to use cumulative forecast rollups, she needs to select the Enable Cumulative Forecast Rollups checkbox. To learn about other capabilities, click the X button. Forecast adjustments allow a forecast manager with the override forecast permission to adjust the revenue or quantity forecast of her direct subordinates. For example, a manager might think that a sales rep is being overly optimistic about the best case forecast. She can adjust his forecast for a specific category to increase the forecast accuracy. Keep in mind that her adjustment doesn't change the individual opportunity amounts that roll up into the forecast category. It just adds a layer of detail. A sales rep cannot see his manager's adjustments when viewing his forecast. In addition, forecast users with the override forecast permission can adjust the forecast amounts of their own forecast. To learn about other capabilities, click the X button. The Forecast tab displays forecast and quota information and allows forecast managers to make adjustments to the forecast. Click the glowing markers to read more about the Forecast tab. Collaborative forecasts provide two methods of rolling up opportunities into forecasts. The first method, individual forecast category rollups, includes separate rollup columns for opportunities in each forecast category. For example, total of the best case column represents opportunities from only the best case forecast category. Cumulative forecast rollups combine opportunities from more than one forecast category into cumulative forecast amounts. For example, the best case forecast column represents cumulative amounts from opportunities in the best case forecast category, as well as commit and closed. Please note that if you use cumulative forecast rollups, you will not be able to use forecast historical trending. Tanya needs to understand how the revenue quota data file must be formatted before it can be imported using Data Loader. First, the file must include the user record ID of the sales user. During import, this column will be mapped to the quota owner ID field on the forecasting quota object. The file must also include the start date of the forecast period. When forecasting by quarter, this will be the first day of the quarter. When forecasting by month, this will be the first day of the month. The start date must be in the format 2-digit month/2-digit day/4-digit year. This column will be mapped to the start date field. The file should contain the ISO currency code. The ISO currency code column will be mapped to the currency ISO code field. If this column is missing, the currency ISO code field will be set to the personal currency of the person importing the file. The file must also contain the quota amount. The quota amount column will be mapped to the quota amount field. Since AW Computing has more than one forecast type enabled, the file must include the forecast type ID. To get the forecast type IDs used in the organization, Tanya can use Data Loader to export the data in the forecasting type object. The forecast type ID column will be mapped to the forecasting type ID field. To learn more about formatting and uploading quota data into Salesforce, search Help and Training for Load Quota Data. Quota data must be loaded through the API. See Help and Training to determine which API version must be used to upload quota data. Administrators and users with the Manage Quotas and View All Forecast permissions can upload quota data for all users in the forecast hierarchy. Tanya will use Data Loader, which uses the API, to load the quota data into Salesforce. Since AW Computing wants to track both revenue and quantity quota data, she needs to create two separate data import files. Please note that Tanya can also use the Edit Quotas app on the Salesforce App Exchange for entering quota data. The Edit Quotas app is a free app on the Salesforce App Exchange that provides a graphical user interface for entering quota data. When you install the app, it creates a new tab called Edit Quotas. The Edit Quotas tab allows forecast managers to view and edit the quota data for subordinates. Forecast managers must have the Manage Quotas permission to edit quota data. Tanya successfully configured collaborative forecasts for the sales organization at AW Computing. Let's take a look at her accomplishments. She made sure that all sales users can access their revenue and quantity forecasts from the Forecast tab. She mapped opportunity stages from the sales process to forecast categories. Tanya structured sales forecasts by defining cumulative rollups. She allowed sales managers to view the forecasts of subordinates by defining them as forecast managers in the forecast hierarchy. She enabled adjustments for sales managers and forecast users so they can generate accurate forecasts. Finally, she added revenue and quantity quota data for all sales users.